Ash,
Taryn,
how would you describe me to someone?
Like, how would I describe you?
If someone was like, you were like, oh yeah, my bestest friend in the whole wide world, her name's Taryn.
I always go with like, she's a firecracker redhead who's like life of the party and is really funny.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I've said that multiple times.
Please, if I die, I want that on my tombstone.
Taryn the firecracker. R.I.P. Taryn the firecracker redhead. Like this.
Guys, we are so excited to share that this episode is sponsored by HBO Max.
Stream all 130 HBO Max Emmy nominees now and get caught up before the ceremony airs on September 19th.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hello,
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
This is Unsolicited Advice, and we are not going to be talking about weird hand gestures.
No. Or
could be good or could not be sexual. Oh my God. Happy Monday. We are in studio, guys. We're just living for this in studio situation. It really does something mentally. Like, I enter into podcast mode.
Yes.
Whereas, like, when we were recording from the house during the dark COVID times,
dark ages.
It was like I had to mentally get myself there.
Fully.
I don't when I come in here because I walk in and I'm like, here we are.
It just feels fun. Like, I remember like when we first started, because we started in studio and I don't know. There's just something about like. Like, okay, we're leaving. And it's fun because we live together. So it'll be like texting. We'll be like, hey, leaving at 9:30. Do you want to get coffee? Like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And then it's just like, it feels more put together. Like,
yeah,
we're
blah,
at
blah,
a table.
Blah.
Blah, blah, blah. We're at a table. We have like our setup. We have Mark, which of course.
I feel so official.
Big fan. Mark, I forgot to tell you. So I tagged or I posted something on my story the other day and you were in it. And there were so many people DM me and they were like, what? We we didn't know what Mark looked like. Because we always just like talk about you. Nice. We have like a Mark fan club for sure.
Maybe one day we'll take a UA family photo and post it on Instagram.
Can we do like star for holidays? Like the glossy like filter wearing turtlenecks?
All three of us in matching camel turtlenecks is what I'm envisioning with very serious faces. I love everything about this. If you guys think we need to do that, then please, please let us know.
Actually, we don't care. We'll probably do it anyways.
I take that back. We don't. We do what we want.
Yeah. We let you think you're in control.
What's new, Taryn? How you been?
I've been super freaking busy, which is weird. And I feel like I've actually been handling it well.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just been a really stressful
I'm not gonna lie.
Week. I haven't seen
this
you.
This last week, I was like, does Taryn still live with me?
Honestly, I wasn't sure myself. It's just been like there's been some hard family stuff going on. I just spoke at like a training thing. Mm-hmm. I had to speak for 45 minutes. Like, I don't think people understand. Oh, like, think about speech class in high school. They're like, oh, you have to give a 5-minute speech. And you're even shocked like how much you have to prepare for just that.
Yeah.
So it was a lot to like get ready for and get my mind back into like doing work stuff again. Mm-hmm. So those of you who didn't know, I lost my job at the beginning of COVID. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. And I was super blessed. Like I got to kind of like do like a makeshift, a different type of job, but I'm officially back to my regular job. And I'm so excited. I feel like it fulfills a part of me that like I was missing a lot. So I'm excited to get back to like helping kids and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just been like I haven't been this overwhelmed in a long time. But I was very shocked that like I didn't go back to some of my like old habits that I've been working really hard to get out of, which was exciting.
So, yeah. No, that's amazing.
All in all, I'm okay. I'm surviving. I'm trying to like, you know, hopefully like now that a big chunk of stuff is out of the way, I can like get back to normal life, you know?
Yes.
What about you, Ash?
Ah, been good. Okay. Two updates.
I'm good. Well, actually,
I recently got an Apple Watch.
She's a new person.
And I've become a new human being. I've been holding off on the Apple Watch purchase because I was like, I don't want to. The only thing I would love it for is like just tracking workouts and like health benefits and stuff like that, being able to like track everything. But other than that, I didn't really think I needed it. I'm obsessed.
You are. Like, I'm obsessed. In the car, it was like it like made it. Her phone started ringing. And she like looks at her Apple Watch first, and I was like, "Oh my god, she's
I'm
in
a
it.
New woman.
She's in it." So I felt the same, but then I was like thinking about this too. Remember, like we were obsessed with watches for a really long time.
Yeah,
we used to buy watches constantly, and then I don't know what happened, but I got very claustrophobic in it.
Yeah. So I started getting more into bracelets, I think. Yeah. And so then the watches had to leave. But I was notoriously like known for I had two watches, like a brown leather one and a black leather one that I would just rotate between every single day. And
DW?
Daniel Wellington. Yes. I loved that watch and I wore it constantly. That's what I used to be obsessed with. And I will say though, as much of a fan of this as I am, I don't like all the notifications. I think I'm going to like unsync a lot of apps because it goes off constantly and it kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy it for like tracking a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like a different person. Also, this weekend was one of the busiest weekends of my life.
Wow.
I was so social. I had a date on Friday.
Yeah, you did.
I had a birthday on Saturday.
Yeah, you did.
That was wild. And then Sunday... me and some people that I work with all went out for my very first ever drag brunch.
How was it?
A wild experience.
Yeah.
I, guys, had another birthday party I was supposed to go to at 6 p.m. on Sunday. I didn't text. I didn't show up.
Aww.
And I had told her, I was like, hey, I have plans. I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to try. Guys, I'm very hungover right now.
She looked rough when she came down the stairs.
And I was normally, like, are we good? I'm like one of the first to wake up out of our household. Yeah. I come back and everyone's, you know, making breakfast or coffee. I was the last up this morning and I was like, hey, like my voice was all like cracky. But it was honestly so much fun. I had a blast. The food was fantastic. The show was amazing. And yeah, I highly recommend everyone experience it at least once. It was great.
Yeah. She showed me some pictures and videos and I was jealous.
My phone is full.
FOMO.
Full of all the content.
All the things.
All the drag content.
Okay. Well, if you are new to this podcast, welcome.
Yes.
We basically, you know, we give advice.
I don't know.
It's fine. I'm not hungover, but you know, not thriving. So, we talk and give advice about stuff you guys send in. So, even if you're like, oh, this is my first time listening, write to us.
Yeah, send us something.
Send us something.
We dare you. No, we double dog dare you.
No, triple dog.
Oh God.
You know what's funny? Like, I miss the days where like your words had such a like power. Yeah. Like I remember
I know you are, but what am I?
Or like sticks and stones may break my bone. Like, you know what I mean? And then you go like cry in the bathroom because you're like, your words hurt me. Yeah. But like I remember when people would be like, I double dog, and everyone's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know? And now it's just like nothing. Now just everyone's threatened by everyone and everything.
We should bring it back.
We should.
Our next fight?
I'm going to freaking triple dog dare you, girl.
You better. I'm going to be mad if you don't. One last update and reminder. Our October series is around the corner.
It's coming.
And for the new people here, it might be the best time to listen to us.
Yeah.
We devote all of October to reading your guys' real life scary stories. And boy, do you guys have some horrifying stories.
Yeah.
You guys get to send in. You can start sending them now. Any scary story, anything you've experienced, something a friend has experienced, if they give you permission to give us their story, please write it out. Give us all the details. Do not hold back. We want them long. We want them detailed. We want them dramatic. And yeah, it's a spooky season and we dive in deep.
I'm still slightly messed up from some of them.
Oh, I think about some of them pretty often. The cornfield in Iowa.
Yes.
Or
the
Idaho?
Other day, what was the little girl
in the keyhole?
One with the red.
Yes.
And it was
no. Uh-huh. But the cornfield one gets me. And then remember the clown? They walked into like an empty house and then there was a clown on the street.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, if you haven't listened to our old October series, we've done two so far. This is going to be our third. You should highly recommend that you binge the first one, then the second one leading up to the third, our new one, our third one. That's the order
it's
I would do it.
So good. Like, it's just, I feel like you guys get to understand a part of me and Ashley of how we just love like anything like true crime. I like listening to like creepy stories. I just can't watch them. So I thrive in like this thing. Our like promos are great. Mm-hmm. Again, we have a surprise coming. We're not totally ready to announce yet, but it's going to be exciting.
But it's coming.
Woo!
So anyways, get excited for October series. And let's go ahead and get into Tearing It Up.
Yeah.
Which I have one.
Yes, you do.
Do you want to explain what Tearing It Up is for the new people?
Yes.
We're just assuming we have so many new listeners on this episode.
Everyone who listens is like, we already know, and you know it's just us listening. Long story short, it's basically just a segment where you share your embarrassing, weird things that have happened to you, and we all collectively laugh together.
Yes.
Because we need it in this crazy time.
We need more laughter.
We need some joy.
Sure. So anyways, this one is titled Buying Someone's Coffee Gone Wrong. And Taryn, you're involved in this.
I am?
Mm-hmm. Okay, they write, hey, Ashley and Taryn. So I just saw Taryn's Instagram story about the person ahead of her buying her coffee.
Oh.
And it made me remember a very awkward thing that happened to me a while back that I thought I'd share with you guys. I guess you could call this a Tearing It Up because it left me wondering what had just happened.
Yep, that's exactly what
that
it should be.
That is a key sign that you are living in a Tearing It Up. So I wanted to do something nice for someone just because. So I was going to Starbucks and was going to sit and do work. I ordered my coffee and then told the barista I wanted to pay for the next person's coffee as well.
So nice.
I made a key mistake, though. She puts that in all caps. I forgot to mention that I'd like to be kept anonymous to the person whose coffee I buy. So I get my coffee and sit down, ready to see someone's face light up.
Oh, no. Get it together.
In walk two young guys. Not bad looking, but definitely not my type. Also, I forgot to mention, I'm married. Haha. They walk up to the counter, and after they order, the barista points at me.
No.
And says, that girl over there bought you your coffee.
Oh, no.
I was shocked and wanted to disappear. They were surprised, of course, and awkwardly came by to thank me. I was like, sure, have a blessed day. With a blessed day. And they walk away. I was just feeling embarrassed, but shook it off and hoped that they would pay it forward or something. Then, in all caps, one of the guys comes back and sits down at my table. He says, this is it. He says, my buddy wouldn't let me leave without getting your number because this just felt like destiny.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no. She puts, I'm not kidding. He used the word destiny. Oh. I got all red in the face and was like, oh, that's so sweet, but I'm actually married.
Oh my gosh.
He got all flustered and apologized. So then I felt really bad and tried to make small talk. All I remember from that little conversation was that he was from out of town and was here to see a lizard show.
Oh, what?
I don't know. He thanked me again and left. So the moral of the story is to always remain anonymous while buying someone's coffee, unless you're single. Then maybe it's the perfect way to find a guy, LOL. Love your podcast. It always makes my day when a new one comes out. Love, Eliza.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, first of all, that barista set her up for failure. Because I mean, that's like a golden rule. Like,
I thought that was an understood thing also. Yes. But then again, I've never had anyone buy my coffee being inside a Starbucks. It's always been in the drive-thru. That's true.
Like, you always know, oh, it was the car ahead of me. And sometimes I'll try to catch up to be like, who is that? But
yeah, I've definitely like ended up next to them at like a light and I waved and like honked and was like, thank you. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, I've never experienced it like that situation, but yeah.
I cannot imagine, because when I have paid for people, it's been in a drive-thru. And I book it because I'm like, I don't want, like, that feels so awkward to me. And it makes it feel like I did it for that, you know?
Yeah. Like, Eliza's literally sat down to like watch as they're like, oh, I wonder who did it. That's so sweet.
Well, and of course,
the guy just points at her.
If we went and someone was like, that guy just bought your drinks, we'd be like, oh, he thinks we're so hot.
Well, because it's like, especially the way that the barista worded it, it's like, oh, if this guy or girl, whoever bought you drinks at a bar, that's like, oh, they're into you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a similar situation. If you go, if you turn around and make eye contact with the person,
that's
you're like,
so hey. Awkward. Well, it probably didn't help that she was watching because she wanted to see them be happy.
She wanted to see.
Oh my gosh, that sucks. That's so funny.
Oh my god!
Though.
I thank you so much for writing that in because that's hilarious. Also, that's all because of you. You posted that story, Taryn.
You know, you're welcome. Glad it triggered something.
Oh, shoot.
Cool. Well, yeah, if you guys have awkward, embarrassing stories, please send them in. We love them.
The more the better.
More than you know.
The more embarrassing,
the better. We want to do an all tearing it up episode.
Yeah. We need to get better. Okay. We need to do better.
Do better. Be better. Okay. Oh, speaking of something that just makes life better. Ted Lasso.
Oh.
I don't know why, but I can't stop talking about this show. We call it Lead Tasso because if you watch the show, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But guys, I just think it's very, I think that now when things are so stressful, things are so overwhelming, there's so much ugly stuff like just circulating. I think the show has been just like the biggest blessing for us. Like, honestly, it is the most just pure, like,
positive,
uplifting. Yeah, it's just a great, the comedy is brilliant, the acting is brilliant, the storyline is brilliant. So if you guys just need like a good feel good thing to watch, mm-hmm. watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Taryn and I had hopped. I don't know why I use that word specifically. We but we had finished Mayor of Easttown, which was a very dark, like, whodunit show.
It was so good.
And then we had
so
multiple people tell us to watch Ted Lasso. So we switched from finishing that dark show to this positive one. And it was the most, like, refreshing experience for the both of us.
Seriously.
We were like, this is so beautiful. Like, we love it so much. We're obsessed.
It was funny because we were, like, sitting and we were like, oh, we don't know what to watch, like, blah, blah, blah. And so we saw it and we were like, oh, everyone's been saying we should watch it. We watched an episode, went to bed. The next day, like, we came downstairs and I was like, Ash, I can't stop thinking. Like, I just keep thinking about that show. And she was like, oh my God, me too. And then we like literally binged everything. Yeah. So
which
anyways.
We need to go to the Ted Lasso coffee shop.
Yes, we do. If it's still open.
My friend went.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah, of course, Ash.
Just want to make sure.
You are 50% in
control. Since we're talking about TV shows, the 9 Perfect Strangers came out.
I haven't seen it yet.
I have been waiting for this show to come out for months. Since they first announced it, I've been counting down the days to August 18th.
Yeah.
And this, I watched, it came out, I thought it was going to be one episode. They dropped 3. And I was so excited, finished all 3 of them. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Taryn needs to catch up. I'm going to make her, because we got to continue watching this together. And it is incredible. And if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend you watch it, because there's so many things. There's so many questions.
All the things.
There's so many questions.
Okay. I'll catch up.
It's going to be so good. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to stop talking now.
We interrupt this programming to just take a second, guys. We are sponsored this episode by HBO Max. And I'm not joking. We fangirled so hard.
The amount of time that Taryn and I have spent on the couch, sprawled out, watching hours and hours of HBO Max content is honestly, like, I can't even think of the number. It's astronomically high.
No, like, I don't think you guys understand. Me and Ash, we get this email, right? I, like, run into a room and I'm like, is this real? Because I was freaking out. Like, we watch HBO Max, like, all the freaking time.
This last year required a lot of binge TV show sessions between Taryn and I. And I think all of our favorites were on HBO Max. That was just a happy coincidence. And then we got this email. We were like, are you kidding me?
No, like, you know, like, there's those shows, like, there's shows I watch casually. There's shows Ash watches casually. But there's the type of shows that have the caliber. You talk to each other. You're like, let's watch this. Are you ready to watch the next episode? It was always a thing. Ash always got out wine. And it was always, I swear, it's always been the HBO Max shows.
You can't discuss without wine.
What's funny is we've talked about a lot of these shows already.
Mayor of Easttown?
Mayor of Easttown. Wait, okay. Let's go through the list. Okay, so the Emmys are coming up September 19th. Make sure you guys watch. The list is huge.
Oh, they've been busy this year. They've been busy this year.
We needed them and they delivered. Okay, so let's go back and forth looking at the list. So my first one I'm super pumped on is Mayor of Easttown. If you guys have not watched it, Kate Winslet is phenomenal and it is the best, like, all the twists and turns of the show, like, had me, like, catching my breath the entire time.
Honestly, like, one of her best performances.
Okay, Ash, so what would your next show be?
I personally, Taryn and I, are huge fans of Friends. And they had their reunion. And we watched the whole thing together as a household. We popped popcorn. And it was a whole experience for us. And honestly, very emotional, because Taryn and I grew up with Friends. Like, we were in middle school when that was airing. So it was a very emotional moment for me. And I was very excited to watch that.
Gosh, they were our friends before we were friends. Okay. Next. Oh, okay. So we literally just started the show last week, Hacks. And it was funny because, like, we were just, like, browsing and it popped up and we're like, oh, let's give it a shot. And me and Ash always know when we love a show, because after the first episode, we'll look at each other and we'll be like, another. Yeah. And this show, like, we're totally hooked. We're only like 3 episodes in, so we're definitely gonna binge before the 19th. We gotta step it up, Ash.
Also, especially coming after Mayor of Easttown, where it was such a heavy, like, dark concept and storyline, Hacks is so funny and lighthearted. I feel like we needed it to, like, balance out our lives, you know?
Okay, so what do we got next? Your pick.
Euphoria stole the show for me. I mean, I've watched it, I think, twice now, unintentionally. It wasn't my plan, but I just, the makeup, the storyline, it was absolutely incredible. And the music, we're here for the music.
It's like, I feel like that show, like, all of your senses are intrigued and you're just like taken away.
Also, I feel like there's so many shows like in Hacks where I feel like we can talk during the show. Euphoria, I was like, don't look at me. I'm focused.
Don't ask questions. Leave if you have a question. Okay, so my next one would probably be, oh my gosh, duh, The Undoing.
The Undoing was phenomenal. Pleasantly surprised.
It's just like, those shows are the type where you're just like, you're so locked in and they're so intense. And I love shows where you're trying to figure it out for yourself. And I love when they freaking get, because I can predict pretty easily. Ash can attest to that. But there's those shows where I'm like, oh my gosh, I did not see it coming. Undoing was definitely one of my tops.
Also, Hugh Grant's like comeback to the screen. I mean, he came back and just dominated. And I thought he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, that cast was freaking ridiculous. So as you can tell, we're big, big fans of HBO Max. You guys need to binge all these shows before the Emmys and be rooting on your faves. And guys, there's so many good ones. So many.
Have a full viewing party. That's what Taryn and I will be doing. We're going to be popping popcorn and not leaving the couch.
So sign up for HBO Max to get caught up on the platform's Emmy-nominated shows before the awards. Go do your thing. You know where to find the links. We love you.
Peace.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, this story is called Crickets Chirping Up in Da Club of Love.
Da Club of Love.
Da Club of Love.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know, this, what's it called? Title? Wow.
Words, subject line?
Hard, speaking, rough. Yeah, it got me because I was like, what is this going to talk about? But I was picturing like something weird happening actually in a club. but it doesn't. So I just want to throw that
that's
out.
That's a bummer.
If everyone's thinking that too.
I was really hoping.
Okay. We all hope. We all. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. My name is Bella and I'm 22 years old now and I've been single my entire life. I've never been stereotypically quote unquote pretty, which, ugh, girl, I'm about to yell at you.
That's a lie.
At you.
And you tell her, Taryn.
Growing up, so no one's ever asked me out or shown true interest. If anything, I've experienced the opposite. Either being completely ignored as if I was invisible or mocked. For instance, one time in middle school, these two boys in my class asked me out as a joke. A joke. That one hurt a lot because I was already so lonely and depressed at the time. I've always felt like no one would like me romantically, so I think that stops me from putting myself out there. The hard part is I know I'm a hopeless romantic. I've always dreamed of it. I know I don't need a man, but I want a life partner. I've just waited around so long and nothing has happened in my love life. All I hear is crickets. And so now I'm wondering if I should use dating apps like Hinge or Bumble, but I'm beyond nervous that I'll get hurt because no one will match with me since I'm heavier and bigger than most girls. I'm scared that no one will ever give me a chance and it'll discourage me even more from putting myself out there. I love you guys and appreciate the way you use your platforms. XOXO, Bella.
Like, Bella.
This was hard for me to read.
Oof.
I just, we're like speechless, needed, which like, never my happens.
I have like five different thoughts happening at once. Yeah, I'm trying it's okay, to it's okay. organize I'll go them.
If I could narrow down, like one of my top things that gets me so heated is the fact that somehow our society, which like who is our society, has formed this cookie cutter thing of what is beautiful and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do not believe that that is what we were made to be.
No, not at all.
And I mean, I'm open about it. And I mean, you guys know if you've listened, but I am a Christian. And so I do believe like God created us. You can believe what you want, but like everyone believes that there's some type of like order, right? And like life or whatever. And I just refuse to believe that was the intention from the start, is that there's this beauty and then there's these people that just, oops, sorry, like you didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is over time, we've been told, we've been convinced that I have to have this type of body that is void of cellulite, void of stretch marks, void of whatever. My face has to look like this. My personality has to be like this. I have to wear this. And it is just so monumentally messed up in my head, because I personally think every person is beautiful. Every person has so much value to offer the world. And I just hate that there's people like Bella, mm-hmm. who hide themselves away from the world because they feel like they don't make that cut. And they're robbing us of knowing the beauty that you are, Bella. And it mm-hmm. just, it kills me, because I know that feeling and I know that I've cut myself short so much in life because of that fear. And so I know what you're feeling and it like breaks my heart. But I just like, I don't know how we can fix this. Like, and it's not fair, because like one minute, like one century, we're told that curvy is beautiful. The next century, it's stick thin is beautiful. And now it's, oh, we want big butts and big thighs, but your waist and your legs have to be like tiny. It's like, there's never like, you can't win no matter what you do. And so it just like, it breaks my heart and I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. What I hate the most off of the whole email is how you talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Because yes, society has created all of these things, but it seems, and we've all been here before, I've been here before, but it seems like it's really gotten a hold of you.
Yeah.
Just judging off of the way that you're describing yourself. And what I would hope that you get out of this right now is, high school, middle school's rough. Like, guys played pranks on every girl and would do jokes to me too. I went through all of high school without a boyfriend.
Same.
Not one. I did not have a guy ask me to prom. I didn't have any dance dates. I always went with groups of girlfriends.
I didn't know that, Ash.
Who also didn't, like, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
And I never, my experience with dating and guys didn't really happen until, like, I turned 21. Well, I'm 20. And either way, at way past high school, we're talking, like, into college. And I think a lot of that had to do with me just, like, finding myself. I wasn't the prettiest in high school. I'm still not the most, like, socially fun, outgoing person. So when it came to dances and guys and stuff like that, I just had no self-confidence. And that's something that came on a lot later, the more that I grew and discovered who I actually am.
Well, and you know? Learn to actually, like, love that person.
Yeah, and just so, be like, hey, like, I'm dope as hell. And
yeah, you are.
No, I'm not the type to go dance in the middle of the room in the dance circle and kill it. I'm probably going to be bobbing and weaving in the corner, but, you know, trying to hide a little bit. But, like, I'm going to lean into that because that's me and that's what makes me me. And I've come to the point in realizing, like, if the guy doesn't like that, then he's not.
Yeah.
If he's looking for like, center of attention, life of party, then don't look at me. Like, you need to go find this other girl. And I've stopped competing and comparing myself to these other women because I'm like, we are not the same.
Yeah. And know? Like, you're not meant to. Like, how boring would that be if we were all the same? Like, I would hate that.
Oh, my God.
You know, like, if everyone was like me who looks like they're having a seizure on the dance floor, like, it's not like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I had the opposite of, like, I never had any guys express interest because of where, I mean, my dad was the principal. They were intimidated.
Yeah, that did not help you out.
I have a lot of issues from that because I was so confused at why no one liked me and everyone liked everyone else. But even almost the opposite, because I am so outgoing and, like, life of the party, like you said earlier, like, I had the opposite of people always being very intimidated of me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, it's just to show, like, everyone has different circumstances and pieces of themselves. And I think we're not meant for everyone, which, thank God, because then it would be like pure chaos.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I think Ashley hit on this. So I hate society. We've talked about that. I think you will find the person that you're meant to be with and they will love you for everything that you are. But I think what's the most important is your relationship with yourself and your body, because it's very clear that you view yourself as not enough, or like, not
less than
like, not deserving of A, B, and C. And I don't want to put myself out there because I'm bigger. I don't want to put myself, which those are all things that are just showing that you don't have a healthy relationship with your body and how you view yourself. So I think that needs to be the biggest focus. And even, like, I think I shared this a couple episodes ago, but even, like, my therapist, I was talking about, because I struggle with that too, of, like, I miss out on so much because I'm so focused on what my body looks like in that moment, you know? So instead of being present in something, I'm, like, adjusting my shirt or making sure, like, I'm at the right angle, or, like, my shorts are covering something or whatever it is. And I'm so focused in on, like, what my body is and how it appears that I miss out on what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so we talk so much about that. And she said something that was so cool, because she was like, it's not anyone else's job to love your body. Like, that's your job. She's like, even though my arms are my insecurity, they're mine and I love them. I don't care if anyone else loves them. Like, I love them, and that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. And we just were talking about how, like, confidence is actually, like, the center of everything. Mm-hmm. And you see girls who are curvy and have these beautiful bodies that walk around and they know they're hot and they know that they, like, love themselves. And that's something people want a piece of. You know what I mean? So I think it's got to stop. You've got to stop comparing yourself to other people because you are the only version of yourself. And so you've got to start looking into like, what makes me unique and beautiful? And how do I learn to become obsessed and like love myself so that I see it as opposite, as like, ooh, I'll put myself out there, but not all of you are worthy of getting my attention, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's one of those things where you have to realize if you can't find contentment and love for yourself and where you're at right now, it's almost hard to say it, but it's like, how can you expect someone else yep. to love you if you can't love you?
And yeah, that's a recipe for disaster.
It's just, even if someone did come up and love you right now, exactly where you're at, like, would you believe them? Because mm-hmm. as of right now, like, I don't think so. It sounds like you have allowed these feelings and thoughts to take control of you. So even if Mr. Right came over right now and started loving on you right now where you're at in this moment, it makes me wonder if you would think, like, is this a joke? Like, are you teasing me?
Yeah.
Are you trying to hurt me in some way when, you know, maybe he is being completely genuine? I wouldn't be shocked if you took it the wrong way because of where you're at right now.
Well, and two, if you put your self-worth and your self-view on someone else, it's so unstable. And mm-hmm. even I struggled with that sometimes, like being a two, I get my love from the way other people love me. And that's not healthy because there's days where like I don't feel as loved by people in my life. And then that would make me spiral into this like I suck as a person because yeah. they weren't showing me love, which I internalize as I'm not enough to be loved. Mm-hmm. So it was this recipe for this very roller coaster view of myself. And so it wasn't until I was like, no, it's my job to love myself mm-hmm. and to make sure that I'm taken care of and I'm loved and I'm gassing myself up constantly of like, you're beautiful, like you're worthy, you're enough, like all these things. And then that gives me my baseline. And then when other people love on me and do stuff, it's more of just like a joy that comes in life versus my like surviving. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah. I would love to take a second to encourage you to date.
Yes.
I think that where you're at right now, maybe focus on you for a little bit and then dive into dating. Yeah. But I think dating is such a fun experience and such a great way to learn so much about yourself, like what you're looking for and, you know, something you need in a relationship. Like you're going to go on so many dates and you're going to be like, this would never work because he's the worst at this, yeah. this, and this. But then maybe you'll go out with someone and maybe he's not meant for you, but you'll be like, oh, I really liked this aspect of him. I loved how he was really good at doing this. It made me feel a certain way. So maybe that won't work out between you guys, but you can walk away from that being like, oh, I learned that I really love this type of person. And that's going to help you like develop yeah. a type. And I feel like dating for you is going to be really great because you're going to dive in and learn so much about yourself. And yeah. I think it's just a great time and way to learn to be social, to learn to communicate, to learn to communicate what you want, like your side, to articulate your thoughts and feelings. And I can't wait for you to experience that. And I think online dating is a good way to do that. I just think you need to.
Yeah, you can do it from you have space to do it. Like you yeah. don't have to actually be there, especially if you don't have the experience and you feel scared about it. Like you can just like see what guys are out there. And it's kind of cool because like, I don't know about you, but when I'm on and I'm swiping like no, no, no to all these people, it always reminds me that like, just like those guys weren't my person, like I'm not everyone's person either. Yeah. And that's okay. Yeah. Like there was nothing personal. Like I was like, ew, you're disgusting. No. Like yeah. it was just like, oh no, like it's not, I could tell like we wouldn't
right.
be interested in each other, you know?
Right. And let me just give you my little bit of advice from my 31 years on this planet of dating wisdom. This didn't come till I think like halfway through my 20s, but you cannot, and I really want to emphasize this, dive into like dating like this and first dates or even like the first part of before an official relationship looking for like this perfect person.
Yeah.
He's not there. And guess what? You're not like the perfect woman. Like it's not going to show up in this like suit of like Prince Charming and, like, you know, his horse and whatever, is that he's not going to be there. So I think you need to drop all of those things, all of those thoughts and what's the word?
Just expectations. You have, you, instead of going and expecting to have this, like, beautiful story, romantic, which obviously is possible, but it's more of like, no, I'm just going to go and see who's out there. I'm going to practice, like, flirting with guys online. And then, like, I have somewhere to build off of versus I'm going down.
Yeah. Don't set the bar too high and think of this as a social experiment.
Yeah.
Don't try to go find true love. Just go out and try to have fun.
Yeah.
And try to learn about yourself and see where it goes. If true love comes from it, amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's best to think of this as more of, like, a fun social experiment.
Yeah.
Experiment.
And you know what? Okay. I'm just going to drop one more mic right now before we stop. For all my thick ladies out there, guys like that too. Like, I don't know why. I think the guys that are seen sometimes, like, as the beautiful whatever guys, I think we assume a lot on them. Like, I think we think that they're walking around saying, oh, I only want a certain type. Not just, like, we all have different types, so do guys. I've had so many guys that have told me, no, I like thicker girls. Like, I'm not attracted to, like, skinnier bodies. So I think we need to stop. Like, for me, it's like, I don't know why we're only listening to this, like, society thing or following all these girls we follow and being like, oh, I don't look like them, so I'm not enough. Like, no, like, guys are into that, and you're going to find a guy who's going to be like, I love your body. Like, I love it. And I'm going to find a guy who likes my squish too. Like, I'm not. And bottom line, do I really want to be with a guy that would look at a woman and be like, ew, like, she's fat. Like, I don't want to be with her. No, like, that's not the kind of guy or the kind of heart I'm looking for anyways. So at the end of the day, the guys who are not attracted to me because of my body, that's actually a good thing, because I would not be attracted to the type of person that would judge someone like that anyways.
Right.
So why are we thinking that we're losing? We're not. Like, we're weeding out the people who don't have substance. You know what I mean? So everyone needs to, like, take a second. You are beautiful just the way you are. There are people out there that will recognize your beauty too. And if you don't find them right away, that's fine. Like, it's your job to love yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I feel like I want to suggest another thing too.
Yeah, do it, Ash.
I feel like, and I'm going to say this to myself also, to Taryn, to anyone else who's listening, I feel like we all need to take a second and go on our socials and do a really hard look of the people that we're following and really check and see, like, all of these fears and feelings that you are holding against yourself. I'm curious of the women that you're following on your social platforms.
Yeah, you might need to weed some of those
out. Maybe let's get rid of some and include people that are more inclusive, that do resonate with you and you are relatable with, you know? Like, let's get rid of some of these other people that are maybe making us feel bad about ourselves. No one needs, life is hard enough. We don't need to be supporting and following people that are making us feel like trash.
I agree.
You know?
I fully agree.
The second I'm done recording, I'm going to hop on my Instagram and I'm going to get rid of a bunch of people that I follow because it affects me, and it's clearly affecting Anonymous, and I know that it's affecting so many people in my life, and I'm like, why are we allowing that? We should just stop. No, we should cut them off.
It's so true. Like, what you put in your mind is what is going to control you. So it's
nothing against the influencer or whoever it is you're following, but if they're affecting you negatively, then let's not.
Yeah. No, I fully agree. I fully agree.
Let's cut it off.
Well, I think you should do it. I also think, I know there's, like, temptation to only put photos that you feel like look good, but I think you need to put your true self out there. Like, even me, I was looking at some of the pictures I had on mine, and I was like, okay, that was, like, pre-quarantine. Like, my body looks completely different now. And so I switched it to put more realistic photos because I don't want to do that to myself where I feel like I have to falsely represent who I am, because that's just telling myself that I'm not good enough the way I am now. And, like, I'm done thinking that way. Like, I turned, like, a chapter, and I am so in love with, like, who I am right now. And yeah, it's, like, a daily thing I have to work on, but I think when you do dating apps and stuff like that, like, you need to represent who you are, because you want someone that's going to love you for exactly who you are, and you don't want someone who's going to, like, put different expectations on you. Yeah. So I think you should do it. And if you're not getting, like, a lot of people messaging you, that's not a bad thing. Like, me and Ash, we've had waves where I'm like, is mine broken? Like, I literally, no one's talking to me.
Yeah. I'll go through seasons where I'm like, seasons.
Seasons. We have gone through seasons.
Like,
month
periods where I, like, will not, I won't talk to anyone. Yep. And it's dead. And then I'll just, one day, all of a sudden, I'm like matching with a bunch of people, and all of a sudden I have a date every single week. And it's just like, it's just, it is what it is, but it's nothing personal.
Yeah. And I want to mention that, because that would be, I can see where that would be disheartening if you went on and you're like, no one's talking to me. Like, it happens to everyone.
Yeah, that's normal.
And you're going to get ghosted. You're also going to ghost people.
Yeah.
And you're going to have weird people ask you weird stuff. Like, are you into BDSM? And you're like, what? I just asked you how your family is. Like, what?
But how did it take a turn like this? Yeah.
So just be used to, there's weirdos. There's some cool people. Ghosting is a thing. Also periods of time where you don't get it. So don't put so much reflection on that, but go into it to be like, I just want to have fun and, like, get attention and flirt.
And let's talk about your first, you're going to go on a date, right? What's the one, I'm going to tell you the one thing, doesn't matter how I feel. I could be feeling gross. I could be on my period. I could be feeling some type of way, and I have a date, and this will always make me feel better. Sexy ass heels.
Ashes,
doesn't matter what you're wearing, put on, go splurge on yourself and buy a cute pair of, like, sandal heels. You will feel hot as hell, and it works every time. Just go walk around the house in those, just go grocery shopping in those heels, and you will feel great, because that's the magic that heels do to me.
Get it, girl. to me.
And I feel like it'll work for you too. Anyways,
I hope this helped you. I'm sure this helps so many people. Thank you for being brave and writing this in. Mm-hmm. But your number one homework assignment is
love yourself.
You gotta work hard to love that body,
and
because
get some heels.
It deserves to be loved.
Mm-hmm. And it deserves heels.
And it deserves.
I can't with you.
That's like my worst nightmare is heels.
Really?
But
wow, maybe you won't like that advice.
No, for
at all.
Me, I'm like, a pair of pants where I could sit and not feel uncomfortable and think about it all day.
So my turn.
Us,
we
Ash?
Talked about your story for such a long time.
Obviously, we both were passionate about it.
Yeah,
we were
like,
let's talk about this.
We're just basically going to be going from one relationship story to the next, because mine is also about dating. And this one is titled Dazed and Confused Dating in 2021, which I've never related to more.
What is dating
in 2021? No one
what
knows.
Is?
Hey, Taryn and Ashley, I'd like to be kept anonymous, but you can call me Monica. For some backstory, I am 25 and was a bit of a late bloomer. I didn't date in high school and went on maybe 2 dates in university, so I've never been in a long-term relationship. I finally felt ready to date when COVID hit, and I decided to download Hinge in May of 2020 when cases were low in my area. I went out with a handful of guys, but nothing lasted long. Also to note, I'm not the kind of person who can date multiple people at once.
Me.
Even when it's just casual. COVID got pretty scary in the winter, so I stopped dating as it wasn't a priority for me. I started using Hinge again in June and hit it off with this one guy. It turns out we have a lot of close connections, and it's crazy that we've actually never met before. We would text all the time, talk on the phone, and have had many dates and sleepovers. About 2 weeks ago, he kind of stopped texting me. Ugh. And then apologized, saying that something came up and he's stressed about, and he hasn't been in the right headspace. He called me a few days later and let me know he likes
my Apple Watch. Can you please? We get it. You have an Apple Watch, Ash. We get it.
I just tossed it. I made it,
ding!
By the way,
that was very
into the
impressive.
Bag. That was a big deal for
that
me.
That was very impressive.
For me. Taryn knows. If you know, you know. Headspace. Next sentence. He called me a few days later and let me know he likes spending time with me and wants to continue, but he's still pretty stressed out. He didn't tell me what the issue was, but that we could talk more in person. I respect his privacy and don't expect him to tell me what's going on, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that I wasn't curious. Anyways, it's been a week since our last call and we haven't talked much.
He hasn't brought up hanging out at all, even though it's been 2 weeks since our last date. I'd really like to see him to have a proper chat in person, but I feel annoying asking. I'm feeling kind of stuck because I'd like to continue dating him, but I don't know how to keep things progressing. It's also highly likely I'm just crazy and need to get over myself. P.S. You're my favorite advice podcast. I feel like I'm getting advice from the coolest older sisters a girl could ever want.
I love that.
The coolest.
The coolest.
Hair toss.
Toss, toss.
Toss, toss.
I digress from that hyping me up so much. Wow.
Yeah.
I also dove into Hinge during 2020. I'd done dating apps for a little bit, but
I
had done the dating apps for a bit. But I didn't really like take it seriously until COVID, because all of a sudden I was like, I'm not actually going to meet someone in person. So, yeah. I mean, that I feel like that's, we all were in the same boat at that time.
I think too, like we actually, literally same thing. Like me and Ash, like at the same time, we're like, we should intentionally try to date because it's like not happening. We both, our circles do not set us up to meet people. Mm-mm. Like I work with children. So mm-hmm. my options are either single dads.
Yeah.
Actually, that's my only option. Or like a hot uncle coming to like one of the campuses that I just happen to be on. And you work from home.
Self-employed, work from
home.
And
then you go to events where mostly like there's not a lot of straight mm-mm. guys there. So it's like we don't do that much that like would just like we would stumble upon meeting
socially,
a guy.
It's not going to happen.
So we both were like, hey, we need to like step it up and like do this. So we kind of both like convinced each other. I think I did it first and then mm-hmm. I finally convinced Ash. And so then like we really were committed. I'm not joking. Right before COVID hit, we said this thing where we were like, we're going to at least try to go on one date
a month,
one date a month, which sounds like nothing to some people and a lot to other people like me. I was like, that's a lot. But and so like we were in that mindset and then COVID started. So like we fully relate to this. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people who always said, me included, that I would never do dating apps, like you don't have really any option right now.
Yeah, it is still a very weird time. It's still a very weird time. And some people are taking COVID very seriously and some people aren't.
Yeah.
And that really dramatically affects everything. Like the mm-hmm. other day I was at a coffee shop and a really hot guy walked in and I remember being like, I can't even smile at him. You know?
Yeah.
Like I can't even like.
You can blink rapidly.
Yeah. And
that's
like,
all you got.
No, you know, I'm not saying anything would happen. I'm not saying I wanted anything to happen, but I just remember being like, oh, like if he was interested in me, like, how would he know that I was interested back? Like, it's just a weird time.
If a guy comes up and hits on you, do you say, like, can you just flash me your face real fast?
You're like, hey, can you lower the mask for a second?
There was a TikTok. I thought it was this beautiful woman. And then he put his mask down and it was this man with a beard. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like,
it's so weird how the mask covers so it's enough of the face for it to completely change.
Oh, completely.
Your imagination thinks it's one thing and it's just not. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to you, Monica.
What are we doing? Well, Ash,
here's the thing.
You need to go off on this one.
Here's the thing. I also this year was talking to someone for a long period of time. And after about 3 months, he just actually ghosted me. And I kind of hinted towards this, what, a couple episodes ago? Yeah. And I'm not exaggerating when I said the last text I sent him said, hey, it feels like you're about to ghost me. And to be honest, I'd rather know if that's the case. Verbatim, guys, that's what I said. That's the text that he didn't respond to.
For months.
Here's the takeaway.
He sucks.
Was I sad at the second it happened? Yes. Was I furious the next day? Yes. But where I've landed at now is this guy, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, doesn't matter, was physically incapable of anything more than 3 months. He literally only had 3 months in him. And I can't with that. But where I've landed at now, having had time and space to process that, was that one, if that was his reaction to what I said, then it would have never worked out between us, period.
Yeah.
He clearly couldn't handle more than a couple months.
Yeah.
And that also is another thing that I couldn't handle. Like, that's,
yeah,
you know. And then if his, after that much time, if he still felt like he couldn't explain to me why he wanted to end things, which I completely opened the door communicatively for him to be like, hey, I'm actually not interested anymore. If he didn't even have the
decency
or the capability of saying and expressing like, hey, like, this isn't going to work out. You're amazing, but like, it's just not going to work. Then I want nothing to do with him.
Exactly.
Because he clearly only had a couple months in him and couldn't do more than that. And I'm looking for more than that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's actually funny because obviously, like, I knew about the situation, and Alicia, Ashley's sister, our roommate, she sent a TikTok the other day. I'm not joking. Okay, because ghosting is this thing, right? And I think it, I know, like, when I've been ghosted, sometimes I'm like, I work so hard to try to like rekindle or figure out why it happened, because I'm like, things were going so good and I don't understand how like you just get like fully just like cut off having a great conversation to like ignored, or like 3 months of dating. And it's great to just, you can't even respond to, yeah, like my text.
Yeah.
And I don't know who this guy is.
It's Matthew Hussey.
Who, what is he?
He's a YouTuber, podcaster, relationship guru.
Okay. So I hadn't seen anything of him before.
I'm a big fan. Matthew Hussey, if you're listening. Hello.
He said it so perfectly.
Yeah.
And I was like mind blown. So I'm going to play the TikTok and hopefully you can hear it well. We'll see. Mark will do his magic.
The person who's still great in week 8 is showing you the right things. But if they suddenly ghost you in week 9, then it doesn't mean they would have been great in week 16.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, but they were the one. And I don't know what, I need closure. You have closure. Mm-hmm. That action was closure. What they showed you is they had 8 good weeks in them.
Yeah. That's interesting.
The person...
Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that is something that's so... It's so... It's like almost like how people say, like, oh, your silence just spoke, like, so many words.
Silence is an answer.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter that you had all this great time. The fact that someone could so easily just cut you out without just common courtesy of like letting you know why,
yeah,
or even letting you know that the separation is about to happen. Like, that is the action.
Exactly.
That gives you all the answers that you need about someone.
Yeah. And what's interesting, and obviously everyone's different, everyone needs different things, but I have told multiple people about this situation because, okay, I've been ghosted before. It's not that big of a deal. It happens on, especially on dating apps. It's just a thing. But once you've been, once you have had like 5 dates with someone, they deserve a verbal or written, some kind of heads up. Like, hey, this isn't happening anymore. But I've told multiple friends about this because we had been seeing each other for such a long time. I was like, I've never been ghosted after such a, like, so many dates with one person. And multiple people were like, well, why don't you call him? Why don't you text him? Why don't you like ask him what happened and figured it out? And I was like, I don't know what you guys need after stuff like this or what you need, Monica, but it was a pride thing for me. And I never texted. I never called. I never did anything, even though part of me wanted to like call and just be like, the hell.
Well, I think you opened up that conversation by being like, hey, because he did the same thing of like, hey, I'm going through stuff. And you were very empathetic, but you were like, oh, I kind of felt like that's the direction it was going in.
Yeah.
So you opened up that like, I'm trying to figure out like what is going on.
Which if you're a UA fam member, then you know I hate confrontation. And so the fact that I was actually like, hey, I feel like this is ending and I would rather you just tell me so that I can like plan accordingly, you know, was a big deal for me. And so him not responding or having the decency to even like the comment, the text.
Give it a thumbs up.
Give me anything to so I know that you heard me. The fact that he couldn't even do that was enough for me to be like, OK, I'm cutting this and we're bouncing. I don't want this either now.
You know, closure that you have to get by yourself is so much harder, But it's very possible. I've had to do it with different things too, where just that person, I either my own pride or just situationally, I could tell like I wasn't going to be able to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to get that closure on your own, but I think it's just more of a process of a lot of self-reflection of, okay, why do I think this is making me feel these certain ways? I think it's starting to acknowledge, it's separating I got rejected to more, wow, that's like a him problem or a her problem. Like the fact that they could so easily do that, it speaks volumes about them, not about me. It yeah. has to be the narrative that you're playing in your head has to change. You can't be saying, what did I do wrong? Oh my gosh, things were so great. Like he must have gotten annoyed with me. I must have, I, whatever. Yeah. And it has to be flipped onto, wow, he obviously wasn't the person that I was meant to. You can reflect on like, were there any signs I missed? But then you move on because that's a him thing. That's mm-hmm. not a you thing.
Yeah. I, Monica, think you have two options. And you can do whichever one feels most comfortable or resonates most with you. I think you can demand an answer because you do deserve one. So if you want to, you have every right to be like, hey, what's up? I need to know. Kind of like I did. You know, you can call him, you can meet somewhere, you can text him and just be like, hey, you're acting weird and I need to know, are we still into this or not? Because I want to know so I can start planning my life around this answer. You know, like I'm into you and I want to continue this, but if you don't, cool. Just tell me and put him on the spot. Like he's a grown ass man. He can handle it and you deserve an answer. So if you want an answer, then go for it. If you think that he's been subtly trying to give you an answer and you don't feel like calling him out in that type of way, then bye, boy. Like,
yeah,
time to move on. I feel like those are your two like actual options.
And there's so many ways. I think even with Ash, like when we were talking about, she was like, I kind of want to like ask him like what is going on. And we were talking about it and there's so many ways to have that conversation or to initiate it. Like mm-hmm. you can be super blunt and be like, hey, what is happening? Like you're ignoring me. Like I deserve to know like what's going on, like whatever. You could be super like nonchalant and be like, okay, so definitely felt a vibe shift. Like, is there anything I need to know? Or even just to like, hey, are we good? Like things have been off. Like just throwing that out, you're going to be able to tell right away by his either response or non-response mm-hmm. that either you're like, oh, this is all in my head, or it's like, oh, something, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And I mean, the fact of the matter is he could be going through something. So you also have to figure out if you're going to like believe him and stick around until he figures it out. But I think, too, like, you just need to, like, provide kind of, like, timelines in your head, too, of being like, okay, like, I understand you're going through some stuff. Like, do you need me to give you some space? Like, kind of see. But you don't have to, like, then, like, wait around, too, for that. Exactly. You know? Like, really, the ball, even though it feels like you're not in control, you really are.
Or you can be.
You can be.
Are letting mm-hmm. him be in control right now, then that's your decision. If you want to flip the tables and gain control,
I love a good table flip.
Then go ahead, flip that table, girl.
Flip that table.
Make him answer you.
Yes, I agree.
You have our full support in whichever mm-hmm. way you choose to handle this situation. I'm so sorry that you're going through it, but at the same time, I feel like we've all been experiencing this
yep.
this last year, so you're not alone. I definitely resonated with this. I know a lot of people listening are like, dang, that happened to me too.
How many times, Ash, have like I come and been like, oh my God, like I'm talking to this guy, I'm so excited. Like, look, he's this, he's so perfect. And then like a week later, she'll be like, oh my God, how's it going? And I'll be like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, RIP.
He stopped. We went like a week straight of talking all day to just like an unanswered question that I'll never know the answer to, you know?
It happens. A very direct unanswered question.
Or have you ever had where you're having this great conversation and then you go on to check if they've messaged you again and they're completely gone, which shows that they like unmatched with you?
Oh.
Because that is savage, okay? And I don't appreciate that, Andrew, or whatever his name was.
Oh,
I literally was like, where did he go?
He disappeared.
That's such an intentional act. Like, let me just chill in your inbox, bro. Like, why do you have to delete me?
Just ignore me. Why do you have just to fully block?
Me. Yeah. So I can stare longingly at your icon photo.
Oh, shoot.
So rude. Anyways, can I dad joke us
did
out?
Did you say stare longingly at your icon photo?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That's a deep, dark place right there.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Me falling asleep.
Just staring.
Okay. Anyways, why did the Beatles break up? I'm gonna solve the big mystery right now for everyone. Why did the Beatles break up?
Why?
Because they started to bug each other.
No.
I knew.
It's been a while since I've actually gotten one of those right. So
I miss your getting
upset.
Guesses.
I'm getting upset. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, for making it all the way to the dad joke. If you listen to the dad jokes, you're our favorite.
Yep.
We're so excited for the October series. I know I've said it already, but I'm just going to say it again. If you have a story that you're sitting on or that you heard or that your great grandma has told you your entire life, like, get it down in words and send it to us, because we want it.
Yes.
And the people want it. So send it in. We're so excited to hear all of your guys' scary stories.
Yeah. Awesome.
We love you
all.
That's
it.
We'll talk to you in the next episode.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.